This is the son of PCJ.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of your favorite program, The Happy Station Show. Somebody recently asked me, why do I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening? Well, of course, it really depends on where and at what time you're listening to the show. So it's best, of course, to get all of them in. Because if I just say good morning, then you think I'm mad and you say, well, it's 11 o'clock at night here. Or if I say good evening, you think, my God, this guy's completely mad. It's morning here. Yes, yes. Anyway, so of course we try to get all of them in. Now, last week on the show I mentioned that, of course, we would have another one of our series looking at some of the big bands, the very popular big bands from the 20th century. Now, that show, which was scheduled for this week, is not going to be taking place because of a technical glitch that we had. Yes, I won't get into all the sort of details, because there's a number of people to blame about why it happened, including myself. So instead, we had to do something completely different, but we will bring it to you next week. This week, however, we have something that is a lot of fun. And I'll tell you about it after we take a listen to our first song here, Céline Dion and I Drove All Night.
Nothing erases this feeling between me and you.
fantastic Céline Dion from the compact disc One Heart with I Drove All Night. Now, you're listening to the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio, and I have a little announcement to make, which is taking place this coming weekend. Many of you have probably heard of DRM. And if you haven't heard of DRM, DRM stands for Digital Radio Mondiale, which is a form, in simple terms, of digital shortwave radio. You have to, of course, use a DRM receiver. PCJ's weekly communications program, Media Network Plus, will now be available on shortwave once a week to Europe in the DRM mode. So you can catch this week's edition of Media Network Plus from 13:30 to 19 hours UTC on 7950 kHz. That's 18:30 to 19 hours UTC on 7950 kHz. Media Network Plus heard on DRM to Europe. So, of course, we'd appreciate any type of reception reports that you have it. Tune to the program to get the details. Recently, a lot of people said they haven't received their QSL cards for some special programs that we did and the special thank you cards that we had for the summer shortwave contest. They are being packed. We're still doing it. Or I should say, I'm still doing it. And we just sent out the first batch on Tuesday. And we have another batch that hopefully I'll have ready by the end of next week that'll be sent out. So let me know when you get it. I apologize for the delay, but we don't have a big correspondence department to take care of it. Next thing. At the top of the show, I mentioned that this week we were supposed to be bringing you another one of our programs, our monthly programs, looking at some of the best big bands and orchestras from the 20th century. We're not going to be doing it this week, however, but we will be doing it next week. In its place, we have something very special and a lot of fun, and I think you'll enjoy sitting back and listening. Now, there is a big resurgence out there of old-time radio. I mean, I love old-time radio, especially the comedy programs. Some of my favorite radio programs of old-time radio genre, you can say, are still being played today. In the UK, for example, The Goon Show with Peter Sellers, Spike Milligan, and Harry Secombe. They were fantastic. You listen to them today, and they sound just as wacky and just as crazy as they did back in the 50s, Round the Horn. The Kenneth Williams was on Hancock's Half Hour. The list is on and on and on. As well, of course, great American programs like My Favorite Husband, Philco Radio Time with Bing Crosby. I mean, the lists are just endless. There's so much material out there. So old-time radio is very popular and people love listening to it. Now, I'm going to mention a name. Well, the name is Benny Hill. I see some people, what, huh? Radio, Benny Hill, wasn't he on TV? Well, yes, he was. In the 1950s, right until 1969, he was on BBC television. He would do two TV specials a year, sometimes three. In 1969, he made his way to Thames Television, and he continued doing the series until 1989. But in the 1960s, while he was at BBC television, he was also asked to do a radio series called Benny Hill Time. The series was on for a couple of years, and it's a lot of fun. Very different, because, I mean, Benny Hill is very visual. So you can't do the visual gags, but they use sound effects to kind of, you know, set them up and have a good idea. The other interesting thing about the radio series that he did is many of the other players that were from his TV show were also in the radio series. Fantastic, fantastic stuff. So for all of you for all of you Benny Hill fans out there who've never heard Benny Hill on radio, well, we now present you an edition of Benny Hill Time from March 16th, 1964, heard on the BBC Home Service.
Yes, it's Benny Hill time with Peter Vernon, Jan Waters, Patricia Hayes, Pearl Carr and Teddy Johnson, and Malcolm Lockyer's Hill Time Band. It's also time for the lad himself, Benny Hill.
Thank you very much indeed. You know, we read quite a lot of stories in the papers these days about big business tycoons. But how do they get there, and what are they really like? Well, we asked Peter Vernon to go along and visit one of them.
Well, now, I'm standing outside quite the most palatial penthouse I've ever seen. It really is most opulent. I'm just going to ring the bell.
Is there someone there?
Yes, I'm from the BBC.
Well, come in anyway.
Mr. Scuttle?
Mr. Frederick Scuttle III, if you don't mind, sir. Do sit down. Sir.
Thank you.
You're not too cold, are you, sir?
No.
And let me know if you are. I will throw some more money on the fire. Would you like a grape, sir? The butler has just finished peeling them.
Thank you.
Cigar?
Oh, that is kind.
Well, put down the grapes. You'll need both hands for this one, sir. Well, I have them specially made, you see, so you can smoke them and keep your feet warm at the same time. Now, I'll just get you a light over from the fire, sir. These new fivers don't burn like the old white ones. There we are, sir.
Yes, it's very nice. Well, now, Mr. Scuttle, with all this wealth, you must be quite a target for burglars.
Oh, indeed, sir. They practically live here, sir. Well, only last Thursday night, sir, while the wife and I were upstairs watching her jewellery, they came in and stole the television set. Still, sir, easy come, easy go, you know. Did you have a nice journey here?
Yes, and thank you for sending the car. It's a lovely car.
Yes, it was, wasn't it, sir?
It was?
Oh, I shan't use it again, sir.
Why not?
It's facing the wrong way, sir. Besides, the ashtrays are full.
I see you're an inveterate smoker.
No, sir, I'm a cigarette smoker.
Well, now, I know that you say that by not putting your goods through the shops, but by sending your salesman from door to door, you're helping the housewife.
I do, sir. I think I can safely say that I am the housewife's friend. You see, sir, I cut out the middleman. As a matter of fact, sir, they have just made a film dedicated to me and my salesman.
Oh, what's it called?
Those Magnificent Men and Their Washing Machines, sir.
Now, your salesmen have to go into the homes of the housewives and get them to sign the HP forms.
That is so, sir, yes.
Now, if the woman was alone, would one of your salesmen try to coerce her?
Well, if he thought she'd enjoy it, I suppose he might. We don't encourage that sort of thing during working hours, sir.
I see. Now, tell me, how did all this start?
Well, sir, I realized at an early age that I had the gift for knowing what people wanted, sir.
Cutting out the middleman.
Yes, sir, again, cutting out the middleman.
What were you selling?
All sorts, sir. Siamese officers, tin helmets.
What would people want with those?
I shudder to think, sir. Then I sold ladies' corsets, sir. Living off the fat of the land, I was. I sold books, sir, unexpurgated editions of Noddy. Teach yourself brain surgery. I was the first with the postal pastries, sir.
Postal pastries?
Yes, sir, you see, I had this old warehouse and I made sausage rolls and sent them to the customers, you see.
And you made them with your own hands?
No, I used sausages, sir. You see, so the sausage cost me threepence, and the casings cost me threepence, you see, and I sold them for sixpence.
How did you make a profit?
Every fourth one had no sausage in it.
Didn't the customers complain?
Well, no, sir. Some of them asked for them specially, sir. Vegetarian, sir. They was known as the roll with the hole in the middle. Used to advertise on the telly. They'd say, oh, yeah, the roll, the hole. Then I sent out boxes of those little tiny pastries, sir.
Ah, putty four.
No, I putty more than four, sir. Sometimes half a dozen, sir.
Well, I still don't see how you amassed a fortune of over £1 million. How did you manage it?
Well, sir, the wife's grandfather passed on last month and he left us £1 million, you see, sir. But as soon as I heard he was ill, sir, I phoned up the undertaker right away.
The undertaker? Well, didn't you go to a doctor?
Oh, no, sir. I always believe in cutting out the middleman. Would you like a grape, sir?
here now with a song from Little Me called On the Other Side of the Tracks is Jan Waters.
On the other side of the tracks, that is where I'm going to be. On the other side of that great divide between fame and fortune and me. Gonna put my shadows behind me, give my inhibitions the axe. And tomorrow morning you'll find me on the other side of the tracks. On the other side of that line, where the life is fancy and free. Gonna sit and fan on my fat divan while the butler bottles the tea. But for now I'm facing the fences, and I can't afford to relax. When the whole caboodle commences on the other side of the tracks. So I'm off and running over the rail. I'm going gunning after the quail. Off and running, send me the mail to that great big world on the other side. The great big world on the farther side. The great big world on the other side of the tracks. On the other side of the tracks. That is where I'm going to be. On the other side of that great divide between fame and fortune and me. Gonna put my shadows behind me, give my inhibitions the axe. And tomorrow morning you'll find me on the other side of the tracks. To the great big world.
We better get back quick.
But we only been out 3 minutes.
Well, he said come in 96 and we're 96. I just looked over the side. Yeah, it's 96 all right.
Lofty.
Yeah?
You're not by any chance reading it upside down, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what number are we then?
69.
I don't know why I bother with you. I don't straight. And don't keep splashing me.
I can't help it. I'm not used to rowing, not like them.
Not like who?
Well, them girls in that boat. Oh, they're lovely, ain't they?
Oh, yeah. Here, who are they?
Oh, they're the girls from the university. They're the rowing team.
I wouldn't mind stroking a crew like that myself.
Here, Harry,
yeah?
See that one on the end?
Yeah.
Well, that's Antonia. She's always misbehaving herself.
How do you know?
I've heard. They reckon she'll be expelled one of these days. I don't know about the other seven, though.
Well, they're all in the same boat, ain't they?
Shall I try and catch them up?
Catch them up? You couldn't catch up a slow-moving crab. They're pulling at the bank over there.
Why?
Because that Janie Waters is sitting on it, and I want to chat her up a bit.
Yeah, but she's on her own.
Well?
Yeah, well, I know what'll happen. It's always the same. You'll get off with her, and I'll have to go home by myself.
Well, how do you know she won't fancy you instead of me?
Well, they never do, Harry.
Oh, no, look, mate. I mean, you're assuming, aren't you, that she'll go for the one who's nice-looking and interesting and witty and full of charm, ain't you?
No, I think she'll go for you.
You're joking, I hope, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But look, I mean, not all women go for good-looking blokes. I mean, some women are kinky for ugly fellas, you know. I mean, some women like going out with horrible-looking men because it makes them look prettier, see? I mean, you might even bring out her motherly feelings. What they call her material instincts. I mean, she might, like, pity you because you're such a big, ugly slob.
It's nice of you to say so, Harry. But I don't think it'll work out like that.
And you haven't noticed what I've noticed, have you?
What's that?
Well, what's that she's holding in her left hand?
Handbag.
And what's that she's got in her right hand?
Another handbag.
And what do you assume when you see a girl sitting on a riverbank with two handbags?
She's got a lot of money.
No, mate, she's got a friend. One of them handbags belongs to her friend. So we're all right, ain't we?
But here, supposing her friend's a fella.
With a handbag? What sort of people you been knocking about? Now, don't worry, mate, she's got a girlfriend.
Well, where is she then?
Well, I don't know, perhaps she's gone to have an ice cream or something. Now, hold still and I'll nip out here and I'll chat her up a bit.
Shall I come with you?
No, you stay here, you might put her off. Here goes. Hello, then. All by yourself, eh?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm waiting for my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm with someone and all. What's your girlfriend like, then?
Well, she's got a nice nature.
One of them, eh? Is she pretty?
Well, no, I wouldn't say she was pretty. But I wouldn't say she was, like, horrible, either. Sort of in between.
Pretty horrible?
No, I wouldn't say that. Well, not in front of her. Well, you can see for yourself. That's her standing over there by the kiosk, near that Alsatian dog. She's the one with the hat on.
Oh, yeah. Edie Grimthorpe. Yeah. Well, it can't be up, can it? Well, look, I'll go and get my colleague, you. Excuse me. Here, Lockley, you Lockley.
Yeah?
Oh, Lockley, lucky you, eh? Poor mate. Oh, you're going to have the one I wanted. Only, like, I saw yours. Too late, I couldn't change that, could I, you know?
What's mine like?
Oh, she's a real mad bird, mate. Orbitsville, here you come, eh? Come on, mate. Here we are, then. This is Lofty. And here comes Lofty's little playmate of the month.
See.
Well, now, I'm Harry.
And I'm Lofty.
And I'm thirsty. Ooh, look at me. I don't get what I say, do I?
No, you don't.
Well, I'm Edie. Edie, yes. Now, come on, let's all get comfy. Harry, you come and sit with me.
No, no, I'm supposed to be with...
No, come on. Two's company, you know.
Yeah, but I mean... I don't think we should leave them two alone together.
Oh, we'll be all right.
I mean, aren't you scared of being molested?
Oh, of course not.
No, I mean Lofty.
No, I'll be all right, Harry. I'll shout if I need anything.
Oh, come on, Harry. Can't you see they want to be left alone? Here, this looks a nice spot. Let's sit down here.
All right.
Ooh! Ooh! I sat on your end then.
Yeah, I noticed. You nearly broke it.
Now for me lemonade. In with the straw and away we go.
That sounds very nice.
You're not having any. So you needn't think you are.
Why don't you put it up half a tone and I'll join in the chorus? I should imagine that's very nice.
And that's all what you're going to do, imagine? Well, I can't give you any because I've only got one bottle.
It happens to be a quart bottle.
Yeah, I know. But I wasn't very thirsty. There we are, all gone.
Charming. Who's your friend? Yeah, I think we ought to join the others and go for a row.
Oh, you got a boat?
Yeah, we got it for another half hour, yeah?
Well, why did you say so? You, Janie, Lofty, here, come on. We're all going to have a row.
Oh, that's lovely.
I was just beginning to enjoy myself.
Yeah, well, now, let's see. Look, I suggest that to keep the boat balanced, Lofty should sit up the sharp end and Janie and me next to each other in the centre.
Well, what about me?
You can steer.
What, do I look like a tiller girl? Did you hear that, Harry? I said, do I look like a tiller girl?
You don't really want an answer, do you? Now, let's all get down to the boat.
Well, now, look here.
What?
Look, I don't like the seating arrangements.
You wouldn't.
Well, why can't I sit down at the front?
Because you're not built that way. No, sometimes I wonder. Now, let's get over to the boat. Right, here we are, then.
Oh, it's only a little boat. It only holds two.
Oh, yeah, I quite forgot. Well, then, two will have to walk back, and the other two can take the boat out, can't we, Janie?
Yes, all right, then, if you say so. Yeah, you do. Here's your handbag.
Oh, careful! You're spilling all my things all over the place.
Hello, what's this? Is it a letter from an admirer?
That'll be the day.
No, it's from me dad. It's personal. You're not to read it, Lofty.
I'm just off to Norfolk to buy another cannery. I hope you like our new yacht when you see it.
Here, give that back. That's very rude, Lofty.
Thank you, Harry. You're a gentleman.
It's all right, my dear. Your dad got a yacht, then?
Yes.
Pity it's not here, innit?
Well, it won't be suitable for the river. It's too big.
Oh, is it? Well, like I say, Edie and I are going the boat. And Lofty and Janie, we'll probably like to see you another day, like.
Yeah, all right then, Harry.
Charming.
In we get, my dear.
Oh, you are gallant.
Oh, well, I can see you're a lady. Off we go, then.
Ta-da, you two.
Alone at last, eh? Yeah, I think we should make for a little island, don't you? We could really be alone then.
All right.
I mean, we've got a whole half hour, haven't we? So we're not in a hurry, are we?
Well, should I row a bit slower, then?
Well, we don't want to tire you out, do we? Here, tell us about your dad's yacht.
Oh, it's lovely. It's, like, all white, and it's got three tall masts.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to see it, Harry?
Oh, yeah, not half.
Sandy be all right?
Oh, yeah, not half. Yeah, where?
Amsterdam on the round pond.
The round pond? You mean it's a little yacht?
No, it's 2 foot long.
But you said the yacht was too big for the river.
No, I said the river was too big for the yacht.
Well, what about that letter? Your dad buying another cannery.
No, Lofty read it wrong. He's buying another canary. Well, we've only got one, and after all, two's company, ain't it?
Not here, it ain't. Now, make for that landing stage. Perhaps we'll catch him before they get away.
It's Janie what you really want to be with, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just the one what you get stuck with, and I, Harry. I'm never the one what you really want. Well, I may not be very attractive, Harry, but I've got feelings, you know. After all, I am a human being.
You could have fooled me.
You just don't understand, do you?
Understand what?
Well, about people like me. The odd girl out. The one some chap gets stuck with, never the one he wants. I'll tell you something, Harry. A girl who isn't very pretty needs to be loved just as much as a girl what is. Well, more, in fact. Because she needs reassuring that she's wanted and that she's needed. Do you see what I mean, Harry?
Well, yeah.
Oh, Harry. I'm going to ask you to do something for me. Now, will you please?
What?
I want you to ask me to go out with you next week, and I want you to ask me nicely. Just like you really wanted me to go with you, please, Harry.
Yeah, well...
No, please, please, Harry. Ask me nicely, nicely, please, Harry.
Well, Edie, I'd like very much to take you out next week sometime. I'll call for you and take you out to dinner and a show, and I'll bring you home after. Well, will you come?
You didn't say please. Oh, say please, Harry.
All right. You'd make me very happy if you'd come out with me, Edie. Please, will you come?
No.
Women! It's time to hear now from Pearl Carr and Teddy Johnson, and this week they've chosen a song from Robert and Elizabeth. It's called The Girls the Boys Dream About.
The girls the boys dream about may not have poise.
The girls the boys dream about cuddle their toys.
But the girls the boys dream about boys. Dream about boys.
The girls the boys dream about may have their fans.
The girls the boys dream about live with their dads.
But the girls the boys dream about lads. Dream about lads. The clock ticks on.
You've waited for, waiting for you, waiting for you. For the days that are over, the bells that were rung, the dances you danced and the songs that you sung.
But the girls that boys dream about always stay young.
Always stay young in the memory, touchingly, timelessly
Once again, it's time for Benny Garand. And here to introduce it is Peter Vaig.
Hello there. Pine Tree Studios' new film goes on release next week. It's a drama about three West Country bank robbers, and it's called The Jolly Robbers.
Now, I should just have one more glass of my own made wine and I should be all right.
You do not keep drinking like that, Ted. That's slow poison, that is.
Well, I'm not in any hurry. Besides, we knows how old our drink in this village. Why, I seen some of them down the pub drink 18 pints a night.
18 pints? Don't you have any of them drunk?
No, we never, ever had any of them drunk. Had one burst last week. Oh, this is lovely homemade wine, this is. Go on there, have half a glass.
All right, then.
There you are. I made that myself. Now, what do you think?
That's not bad. Looks a funny colour, though.
Ah, oh, that'll be the dye out me socks. I forgot to take them. Right, then, let's have a look at the plans again.
Well, here, I don't like the idea of it. I mean, robbing a bank, well, it's not nice, is it? It's dishonest. I don't like anything dishonest.
No, but you'll like the money when you get it.
Oh, I like that. But here, why do we have to have a girl go with us?
Because that's how they done it in the film I seen. It's what they call a mole. She's a gangster's mole.
What's she like?
Oh, she's real handsome, real handsome. I tell you, if she was Eve and I was Adam, I'd get my apples by the cartload on. Here, that'll be her now.
Hope I'm not late.
That's all right. Glad you could make the scene. Welcome to my pad. This is Arnold, and this is Ermine Trude, known to us as Ermine.
Hello.
Hello.
Right, now let's go through it once more.
Oh, Ted, I don't like the idea of it at all.
Hey, look, Ermine, there's no risk. Look, I tell you, the bank's in Cardiff. Arnold's got the plan. It's all set.
Well, if you say so.
But look, Arnold, show her your blueprint.
Oh, no, I don't want to see any rude pictures. It's not nice.
Blueprints, they're like the plans.
Oh.
And don't you go saying nothing about this to you-know-who.
Who?
Your mum, that's who. The eyes and ears of the world.
My mum wouldn't say anything?
Your mum's got a big mouth.
She hasn't.
Your mum sleeps with her false teeth in a bucket. Right, now according to Arnold, the safe is here, right against the wall. Now, on the other side of this wall is a house, and the woman lets rooms. Now, Ermine, you and I are going to take this room here.
Here, wait a minute. We're not married.
But she don't know that.
No, but I do.
Look, we take this room at lunchtime tomorrow and we start drilling through the wall.
Well, how long will it take?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not stopping the night. It's not nice. Besides, there might be a night watchman. Suppose he finds us in the bank.
But we're not going into the bank. We're just drilling a hole big enough to get my arm through. Then I turn the handle of the safe, open it, take it, the money, and Bob's your uncle. Now, you, Arnold, all you got to do is to get us there in the van. And, Ermine, when we get to the house, try and look like a wife.
How shall I do that?
Carry the cases. Now, come on.
Are you sure you want this room?
Oh, are you? This is the one we want.
The other one's much nicer.
I know that. You see, this one's next to the... No, this one has such a lovely view over the gasworks.
How long you been married, then?
Four years.
4 years.
You are married, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, ah, sure. Ah.
I mean, to each other?
Oh, of course, yeah.
I think I'd better have a look at your license.
Well, it just so happens that I have it in my pocket there. Now, that's settled.
Well, just a minute. I'll have to get my glasses and look at it properly.
Rightio. Quick, lock the door and open the case.
Here, you haven't got a marriage license. What was that you gave her?
My old dog license. Well, she won't know the difference.
Hey, you in there. Whatever you're doing, stop it, because this isn't for it. Let me in at once.
Well, I can't let you in.
Why not?
Well, it's awkward. I'm taking a bath.
But there isn't a bath in there.
That's what's making it awkward. What's up?
Give me a dog license, you muff.
Well, I expect I left my marriage license at home.
Well, I let it go this time, but I don't want no trouble, see? This is a respectable house. It's not a hole in the wall.
Right, she's gone. Now plug in the drill. Here we are. I can just get my arm through now. Right, now where's that plan? Ah, move and to the right. Yes, I can feel the safe. And just to the right is, yeah. Yeah, I got hold of the handle. Now grip it firmly and quickly turn it down.
Oh, Ted, what are we gonna do now?
Run like hell, it's the wrong handle.
Peter Vernon, Jan Waters, Patricia Hayes, Pearl Carr and Teddy Johnson, and Malcolm Lockyer's Hilltime Band. The program was written by Benny Hill and produced by John Brown.
There we go, an edition of Benny Hill Time for March 16th, 1964. If you'd like to hear that kind of program again, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And there is a reason why we play that. A number of you have written in saying that you know that I like old-time radio, and can I play one of my favorites from time to time? Well, that actually is one of my favorites. I have about 22 of the programs that he did for the BBC, and they're really a lot of fun to listen to. And the interesting thing, if you are familiar with the TV series that aired not just in the United Kingdom, but also aired in syndication around the world, there's a couple of sketches there that you may remember, with some minor changes, of course. Again, our email is hs@pcjmedia.com. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook, which I'll tell you about after we listen to Ray Conniff and Billy Butterfield with Heartaches. Ray Conniff and Billy Butterfield from the album Just Kidding Around with Heartaches. And as I mentioned a moment ago, you can also find us on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media and PCJ Radio. Click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. And of course, our website, which is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. We would love to hear from you. Let's now have a little bit more music. Here's Caterina Valente singing a song from the musical West Side Story called Something's Coming.
Cannonballing down to the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? it's only just out of reach. But down the block, on the beach, under a tree, I got a feeling there's a miracle deal gonna come through, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch, something's coming. Don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, are whistling down the river. Come on, deliver to me. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a gal, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach. Down the block, on the beach, maybe tonight.
The one and only Caterina Valente with Something's Coming, a song that was featured in the musical West Side Story. Well, you know what? We're nearly at the end of this week's program. And this past week has been a bit of a crazy week, actually. Believe it or not, I started working on this year's Christmas show. actually, no, that's a bit of a lie. I actually started working on the Christmas show at the beginning of the summer, trying to get some ideas for what to do this year. We are going to have, of course, two things in the show that have become very popular that we're going to reuse them again, and that are that's two stories. The first story is, of course, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and then a story that we did last year, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. We're going to, of course, bring you those two stories again because a lot of you said that you enjoyed it. Somebody suggested, why don't you just repeat last year's show? Well, no, we're not going to do that. Only those two things, but other things will be added to it. And our Christmas show will be going out on December 24th, 25th, and 26th of December. So the Happy Station Christmas show going out on the 24th, 25th, and 26th of December. And then for the New Year's show, should I say what it is now? I'm thinking. I'm not going to. We have to leave it as a surprise. Yes, have to leave it as a surprise. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. We're going to do something a bit different than from what we did last year. So you'll have to tune in and find out. Maybe I'll have a little bit of information on our Twitter account, but not too much, not too much. We'll leave it as a bit of a surprise. Let me see. Was there something else? Yes, actually, the next thing. We are going to be relaunching the PCJ website. I shouldn't say relaunching it, but there is a design that is going to be appearing in the next few months on the website. I think it's time that, you know, we kind of maybe refresh things, change a few things, make it more user-friendly, and we will also have an application for your iPhone and iPad so you can listen to us anytime. There is actually something else that has come up here at PCJ, and I was debating or not whether or not I should talk about it, but I'll mention one thing, okay? Well, I'll mention just a little bit. I'm not going to give too much information away, but we're going to have our own shortwave relay with a 20-kilowatt transmitter. That's all I will say right now. PCJ, in the next few months, will have its own shortwave relay using a 20-kilowatt transmitter. That's all I will say. Mm-hmm. You'll have to stay tuned to PCJ, not just this program, Media Network Plus, and all the other programs that we have to find out more details. All right. That's it. That's all we have time for. So on behalf of Kevin Lee, our technician, Johan Backer, this is Keith Perron saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie inviting you to join me every week for Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network. Details at www.pcjmedia.com and www.ukrainianrootsradio.com.